Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, aka Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Thursday, May the 21st, 2015. And the time is 5:30. The time is 5:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we want to continue talking about part four, which is really our introduction to the series that we start tomorrow, which is the metaphysics of frequencies. Frequencies being your particular spectrum, your space. You are a single standing column of wave. What makes you, you, is the way that you think. And so we're talking about the manipulators of the way that you think. So the question that you should be asking yourself is, behind the government, there is a shadow government that controls how the government thinks. The word government means govern or meant to govern. So people that are part of or that are in the government, they are a body that have been programmed, for a lack of a better word, for death.
Now, there is a entire study that talks about programmed cellular death. So everyone has an organism, if you want to call it that, or if you want to use that term, that science is trying to figure out, because this one particular organism is called a apoptosis, an A-P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S. This nucleotide or this biochemical or this particular organism in Greek means falling off. So when we look at the molecular biological structure of the human genome or the cell, the cells inside of the body, they are highly organized. But there is a cell that is programmed for the cell to die. So the amount of this gene determines how fast or how long you live. So science has figured out or trying to figure out if we remove the APOPTOSIS, this is the only element that causes the cells to stop regenerating, to stop renewing themselves. So it controls the rate of cellular division. So the same thing applies with the last piece of the puzzle with the masters of manipulators. So the master manipulators are the masters of manipulation. We talked about the three parts, the ethos or the ethos, E-T-O-E-T-H-O-S, pathos, P-A-T-O-S, where we get patty. And the last piece of the puzzle today is the logos. Now, what's interesting is this word logos, we find inside the Helios Biblios or inside the Bible, because we know the word logos, again, in the beginning was the word logos. The word was with God and the word was God. But the logos, my brother, the logos is the logic. So the word logos means persuading by use of reasoning. Let me say that again. The word logos means persuading or to persuade one through reasoning. One more time. The word logos, again, means the word, but the word is used by the masters and manipulators. So we use logos, again, which is a Greek word for the English word, word. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. The three elements of all master manipulators, credibility, I got to appear credible. I got to appeal to your emotions by appealing to your thoughts or your logic. And so this technique uses deductive and inductive reasoning, because any master manipulator over, under, and understands that the clarity of their claim must be based upon logic and reason in order for it to be effective. So the more logic and reason that I appear to have, the more effective my manipulation is. So the impact of the logos upon your disposition, again, is how you are molded or how your DNA is shaped. So the logos in the beginning was the word, reason and logic. The word reason and logic was with God. The word reason and logic was God. So reason and logic is God. Now, go preach that on Sunday. See how fast they escort you out of the building. You see, my brothers and sisters, your cells oscillate or vibrate on reason and logic. I don't care how you slice it up, the programmed cellular death is the under, over, and understanding of reason and logic, programming. And so if I want to program you earlier or later, that is all determined by this one undertone, if you want to use that term, frequency, that brings about metamorphosis. So what turns a tadpole into a frog? What turns a caterpillar into a butterfly? It's apoptosis, which means A-P-O-P-T-O-S-I-S. This one ingredient is totally responsible for the DNA, cellular division, and how fast or how slow it divides. So science is trying to figure out how to control this. If they can control this, they can control how long an active state exist. Now, this, again, is reason and logic. So reason and logic controls how long you exist inside of my particular spectrum. And so once we understand the science, which we're going to be breaking down, we're going to be breaking down the science of the degrading of the DNA and how the nucleotide or the nuclear lamina, L-A-M-I-N-A, is manipulated or controlled or broken down by this particular enzyme or this particular molecule inside of the human cells. It also shows how you are biologically, electrically, and chemically connected. Now remember, the word biology, now again, to control you, the master manipulators must control your biology, logos, your electricity, pathos, your chemistry, ethnos. If a master manipulator can control you biologically, that biology will control your electricity. The electricity will control your chemistry. So I must control your spirit. Spirit has power over your soul, and your soul manifests itself through the body. And so it is this under open understanding that the master manipulators understand and that you don't. So they appeal to your mind, will, emotion, imagination, and your intellect, specifically your imagination, because the brain will manifest whatever image is held inside of the brain, whether it's real or not. Let me say that again. The brain will manifest whatever image is held within the brain, whether it's real or not. Let me say that one more time. The brain will manifest whatever image is held within the brain, whether it's real or not. And so inside of the Bible, inside of John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. Now, what we have not been taught, we know that the word logos means, it's a Greek word that in English means word. But do you know what a word is? A word is a spoken. A word is an expressed. A word is a thought. Thought. Wrap your brain around that one. So John 1:1. This is really important. Because on Friday, we're going to break down the biology that is explained inside of the movie Frequencies, which I have encouraged everyone to watch. It's available on Netflix. It's not Frequency, it's Frequencies. You are a single standing column of frequencies, plural, more than one. So I must manipulate all of your frequencies. In the beginning was the Word. A word is a spoken thought. A thought is a logos. So the master manipulators, they control you by controlling you logically, emotionally, and credibility, through their credibility. So in the beginning was the Word, the logos, the logic. The Word, the logos, the logic was with God. The Word, the logos, the logic was God. He was in the beginning with God. Who was in the beginning with God? The Word. Who is the Word? Reason and logic. Now, again, I've never heard that taught, never heard that preached anywhere. I never heard John 1:2, John chapter 1, verse 2. All things came into being through him. Who's him? The Word. Who's the Word? The Logos. Who's the Logos? Reason and logic. All things came into being through reason and logic. Apart from reason and logic, nothing can come into being without reason and logic. So you mean to tell me you are oscillating and you're vibrating on emotionalism. So your emotionalism is overriding your rationalism. You have just been controlled. How would I know? Exactly what I did. So I was a very emotional person. And my emotionalism overrode my rationalism. So a master manipulator always appeals to you emotionally. Once he gets you emotionally, then he knows he can get you logically, because your emotions overrides your reason and logic. Your reason and logic is the checkpoint that tells you, hey, wake up, dude, wake up. He don't really love you. I know you. Your body's full of oxytocin, but the oxytocin is the result of you believing his credibility. So number one, to be controlled, to be manipulated, to be conned. This is what's happening to you right now. Every time you walk into a grocery store, credibility is established. through a commercial. That's why you go to the store. Did you get a coupon in the mail? That makes that item credible. Did you see it on a nice image? Was it a television ad? Something was said to you. Something was tasted by you. Something was heard by you. Something was smelt by you. Something was felt by you. Your five senses. Somebody appealed to your ethnos. Somebody appealed to you on a credibility, a ethical level. And they convinced you that the characteristics of this particular item is impressive. In other words, it's believable, it's likable, it's worthy of your respect. So the first thing that a master manipulator has to do is he has to get you to be worthy. He has to appeal to your respect. He got to get you to buy into what he's selling. So before he can do anything, he must establish credibility. You, the brain, does not allow anything into it that is not credible. Well, let me say that again. Biologically proven, I'm going to break this down on Friday. Now, we talked about your RAS on yesterday's show. Your RAS does not allow anything. That is the gateway. Nothing goes through the brain that does not agree with the subconscious brain. Nothing goes into your consciousness that does not agree with your subconsciousness. Brothers and sisters, this is really huge. Master manipulators know you cannot, if you got a poverty mentality, I can give you $1 million, you'll be broke by Friday because it doesn't agree with your subconsciousness. Whatever belief you hold in your subconscious mind only allows other frequencies, spectrums that match that belief. Your blood is a frequency generator. Your blood is a spiritual antenna. Anything that doesn't match your blood type is rejected. Fear is the frequency. Now, let me say that again. Blood is liquid light. You are an electrical, as we talked about, and we established inside of the series, which I know you listened to, the metaphysics of the Ark of the Covenant. So you know you are an electrical capacitor. You hold the electric light energy, blood of God. You have the blood of God. God has given you a blood transfusion. He took out your earthly, fleshly blood. He replaced it with his celestial blood. And so your blood is the antenna that connects you to God. If you haven't had that blood transfusion, you are on the wrong frequency. So if I come to you and you have the blood of God running in your veins, that we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So you got the blood, but you don't have the word. You don't have the logos. You don't got reason and logic. You have been controlled. Anyone who comes to you, I can spot a demon on the moon because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. It's not nothing that I've done. I'm no better or worse than you. All I did was submit my will to his. And the first thing that someone comes up and they tell me something, my spirit tell me that individual is not credible. I don't know him from Adam. But my blood, now I have the electric light blood of the Father flowing through my veins. And so when someone tries to convince me of their character and they are an author and they want to rise above me, they want to be an authority, they want me to submit to them, they want me to like them, they want me to say they are worthy of my respect. And the only way that happens is if they resonate with my blood, with my spirit, with the electric light blood that's flowing through my veins. Because I am the Ark of the Covenant. I didn't build it. I didn't read about it. I am it. I am an electrical capacitor for God. My left brain and my right brain, the two cerebellums, the two cherubims, are firing. They're working together. So I have one brain. I have atonement. I have at one with. I am at one with. Atonement. A-T-O-N-E-M-E-N-T means at one. That's what the word neo. That's where you have a neocortex. Neo means new. It means one. Whole brain thinking. Not left brain, right or wrong. or right brain. Everybody wants to be right or wrong. How about we be whole or life? Jesus Christ says you may have life and life more abundantly. You can only be manipulated if you are left brain or right brain. You can't be manipulated if you are whole brain. Because you know the person who's trying to manipulate you is either left or right. They don't have credibility. So a manipulator, a master manipulator, always comes across, and he wants you to believe he's worthy of your respect. He's not. She's not. Second, he wants to appeal to you emotionally. He's going to persuade you. Now, the word emotion is energy in motion. And so the way that they get you through the ethnos is he comes across, he already established that, okay, he's trustworthy, he's credible. You can believe in him. The word pathos, where we get the word pathy, it means to teleport sympathy or empathy. So he transfers his false empathy to you in exchange for your energy. All master manipulators are energy vampires. They want to steal your chi or your prana or your breath, because the life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the breath. So a master manipulator, after he's established credibility, then he wants to establish his experience with you. He's going to appeal to you on an emotional level. He wants to say, and he will do exactly what I do. He will always bring you into his experience. He's going to tell you his life experiences. He's going to appeal to you emotionally. He wants you to connect to him and to his point of view. Once he gets you to see life from his point of view, you have been controlled. So suffering, the ability to have sympathy and empathy through the use of the imagination, he wants you to feel his pain. He wants to feel his pleasure. He wants you to change your point of view to his point of view. All master manipulators appeal to you through the credibility. They appeal to you through your sympathy and your empathy. They want to match your empathy level or lack of it. And so what they do is they want to make sure that there is some type of a inductive or some type of a inductive or deductive reasoning techniques to support his particular argument. He wants to emotionally emotivate you through your sensory organs. And so he used, remember, first is E-T-H-O-S, credibility. Second, P-A-T-H-O-S, emotionalism. Third, L-O-G-O-S, logic. But that three-step process, remember the three-step process for possession? Oppression, depression, possession. The enemy has the same three-step process for manipulation. But the manipulation three-step process is similar to possession, because first he must oppress you. But now I want to manipulate you, so I want to elevate you through false credibility. Then after I get you to believe that I'm credible, now I got to get you to see life. I got to get you to change your view, your lens. You got to take off the shades that you got on, and here you go, put on my shade. See? Doesn't life look better through this view? So I must use my self-interest. I must get you to identify with me and my self-interest through my emotions. And I use rhetoric. I use the gift of gab to appeal so that way you are persuaded. And you say, man, you know what? That is right. He's had a hard life. Let me give him my money. You know what? The Reverend Dr. Bishop is right. If I don't tithe, I can't go to heaven, even though the Bible says that the birds and the birds in the air, the lilies of the field, they don't sow nor reap. But the Reverend Dr. Bishop said that if I don't do, I see it. I see the scriptures from his point of view, not God's point of view. I have King James authorized version, not God's version. So it appeals to your emotions to change your point of view from God's point of view to whoever is manipulating you. In order for him to take advantage of you, he has to change your point of view. And the way that he uses that is usually through flattery. Instead of insulting you, he's going to charm you. Because, you know, charming is harming. So if I charm you, I harm you. So he's going to come with all of these words that flatters you because he knows that weakens your immune system. And it lowers you so that way you can't use logos. Your reason and logic is gone. This logos is designed so that way you can spot manipulators and you can spot false prophets. You can spot the false evidence appearing real. But we don't use the logos anymore. We're not using the word because in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. Reason and logic is God. And you go to church and you don't use no reason and logic. You use emotionalism. Don't believe me? Go to church on Sunday. How much reason and logic is used? It's all emotionalism. You say, well, hey, Doc, come on, man. That's kind of unfair, brother. Well, brothers and sisters, when I talk about logos, I'm talking about two different types of logic. There is this what is called inductive logic. Inductive reasoning or inductive logic. That means giving you similar examples so that way you can draw a similar proposition or thesis. You see, reason and logic is pretty simple. Because reason and logic provides proof. Now, we got to break down what is called inductive reasoning really quick as we close so that way you won't get controlled. Con means to swindle. Troll means large, clumsy, and there's a lot of them out there. So when I look at this word inductive, this, again, is designed to protect, not harm. But unfortunately, it harms people. The word inductive actually means an electrical inductive or magnetic or magnetic. You are an electrical capacitor. So inductive reasoning has to do with induction. So it's logical induction. Now the word induction means inducing. It means bring about or to cause something. It means introduction. And so inductive reasoning is induction. Now, the word induction means to advance toward the grace of God. Brothers and sisters, this is really, really important. Because if they can manipulate the word of the devil, uses the word of God. Now, what I'm going to share in this series coming up on Friday, the metaphysics of frequencies, I've never shared to another human being because I've been wrestling with this my entire life. And that is, as you know, if you listen to any of my shows, as you look at the definitions of all of the words, labels about God, they're all about a being that has fallen. Now, what I'm going to share on Friday, I'm going to give you the biology, I'm going to give you the science, I'm going to give you the spirituality, based upon the old text, ancient text, before Constantine. Remember, inductive, there's two types of logic. Very important. There's inductive and there's deductive. Two types. You need those to establish the truth versus a truth. And you need to manipulate those to establish the wrong truth. So I need to manipulate you. I got to manipulate your advancement toward the grace of God. The word induction, according to dictionary.com, 14th century word, it means a formal installation of a clergy. Induction, it means leading into or the introduction into the grace of God. It means leading into the logic of God. The word induction, it means to start to know the grace of God. Induction, brothers, induction, sisters, the logos means I am going to advance you toward God's grace because you need it. Let me make sure we understand that again. The powers that be manipulated. They don't advance you toward the grace of God. They advance you towards the knowledge of self. Let me say that again. In order for you to be controlled, in order for you to be manipulated, instead of me induction, instead of me using inductive logic, which is not based upon your logic or science, it's based upon God's grace. Grace is G, God's R, riches, A, at C, Christ, E, expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. So if I am not advancing you towards God's riches at Christ's expense, you have been manipulated. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how else to share this to you other than to give you the biology and the science behind it when we break it down. Please join me. If you haven't emailed me, please email me, masterteacher33.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The cost of this 7-hour series is $100. Yeah, it's a lot of money because we're going to cover a lot of information. I'm going to break down the movie Frequencies. I'm going to show you in the movie Frequencies, at the end of the movie, there is a guy that manipulated everybody throughout the entire movie. He's called the artisan or the craftsman in the ancient text. If you do not know who the artisan and the craftsman is, how in the blank are you going to get rid of him? You have been advanced towards the knowledge of metal, the knowledge of mental, the knowledge of self. They are using gnosis or knowledge. The enemy brought in knowledge from the tree of good and evil. So I don't care if your knowledge is good or evil. It's still knowledge. It's not grace. It's not unmerited favor. So you got a bunch of knowledge. I've been reading books, and just like King Solomon, vexation of spirit. Where there's an increase of knowledge, there is a vexation of spirit. An increase of knowledge, increase of sorrow. Now, remember, the inductive logic or reasoning. The next is deductive. D-E-D-U-C-I-T-I-T-V. Deductive. Those are the two types of logos. If you do not understand, you're going to be manipulated. One advances you toward God. Deductive means deduction. So deductive reasoning or deductive logic comes from the word, again, deduction. So deductive gives us the word deduction. So deduction is the act of process of subtracting or deducting. So we need logic that advances us, and we need logic that reduces us. So the word deduction comes from the word, again, brothers, sisters, very important. The word is, again, comes from the act of deducting. So it means to deduce. So it means to deduce or to deduct. So deducting. Your logic must have the ability to deduct. The word deduct, again, dictionary.com, any good dictionary. It means to lead down or to bring away. It means to make an interchange. It means to deduce. So what you need logic that takes you toward God and logic that deduces or that lowers or removes you away from yourself, your flesh. Let's over, let's under, let's understand. Logos means I'm advancing you towards the grace of God, and I'm removing you toward the destruction of yourself. Both. You need both. That's why electricity is, or light is, electricity and magnetism. Electricity takes you toward God. Magnetism pulls you away from yourself. To deduce, again, has to do with the removal of your spirit away from this world, away from yourself. The word deduce comes down to two words. It means de, which means down, and deuce, which means duke. Deduce is a downed duke. D-U-K-E. So deduce means a downed duke. Now, again, a duke is a ruler of a small city. The four, what do the 24 elders do with their crown? They cast them at the feet. So a downed duke, meaning that you take your will and you cast it at the feet of Christ. It means that you take your lead, your flesh, yourself. The word duke means sovereign prince. And so you take your prince. That now the cosmic water wants you to be a prince of this world. He's offering you all of the kingdoms of this world if you do one thing, if you bow down and worship him. So when you use logic, you move towards grace and you down your duke, you deduce, you reduce yourself, you cast your pearls, you cast your crown, you cast your cares upon him, for he cares. It is the under over an understanding that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. So you can be a duke here, or you can be a king there. Because God, our Father, is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. So you're going to be a king or a lord, or you can settle and be a duke here in this dimension. It is the under over understanding that the manipulators, a master manipulator, will offer you dukeship, if you will. I like to call it dookie. So the enemy is going to offer you dookie. He will give you the cares of this world. He will do the same thing to you that he did to the Most High, that he did to Yahushua, our elder brother. He will take you up on the mountain, and he will say, all of these kingdoms, all of these dukes, all of these princes. Now, remember, he is the prince of the air. The word duke, again, means sovereign prince. So he's going to tell you, hey, I'm a prince. I'm going to make you a prince. I don't want to be a prince. I'm a king. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. So I'm a child. I'm the offspring of the Father. I don't want to settle and be a duke when I can be a lord and a king, when I can sit at the table at the Most High, with the Most High. So if we don't understand these terms, these frequencies, every word is a frequency. That is why Friday we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the metaphysics of frequencies. What we're going to break down on Friday will change your life forever, because now you see the spectrum. And the word spectrum is putting specks in a drum. It's putting you inside of a limited space when God does not want you to be that way. So master manipulators, brothers and sisters, all they do all day is what I used to do all day. They take these three things. Number one, they establish credibility. Number two, they exchange their point of view. They take your point of view, the way that you see life, and they say, here you go, look at life through my point of view. They steal your emotions, your energy, your chi, your prana. And then number three, they take away your logic. Instead of you having reason and logic, they exchange rationalism for emotionalism. All master manipulators use this three-step technique. All demons, number one, what happened to me when I was a child? I was severely oppressed. I didn't understand a lot of things that was going on in my childhood, and so I withdrew. Number one, the enemy must oppress you. The definition, cruel, harsh, unjust treatment that is perceived. The brain doesn't care if it's real or not. And so your credibility, I must perceive. I don't have to be credible in real life. I just got to get you to think I'm credible. Bam. That's step number one. Step number two. Now remember, baseball, you got three strikes. First strike, credibility. Second strike, emotionalism. Never, ever, ever make a decision when you're emotional. Bruce Lee said the reason Bruce Lee won every fight, he never fought in a state of emotion. Mike Tyson did the same thing. When Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, it was just after Robin Givens had divorced him. Customato, his trainer, had died. I think his sister had died. He was emotional. Whenever you do something with emotion, you are guaranteed to fail. You need reason and logic, because what is reason and logic? God. That's not what I said. That's what John 1:1 says. In the beginning was the Word. The word is the Logos. The Logos is reason and logic. So anytime you go to any sanctuary and there is no reason and logic, you better run. Quick. I don't want you to appeal to my emotion. I want you to appeal to my reason and my logic. Man, give me some meat. I don't want no milk. Friday, we're going to break down some meat. Please join me by emailing me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Or simply go to the website, masterteacher33. Make your donation. Click on the link that says donation. Again, the cost of the seven-hour series is $100. You can listen live. At the conclusion of the series, I will email everybody the entire series on tape so that way you can listen to it at your convenience. So whether you can tune in or not, it's still recorded and you can still listen to it because this is a series that you are going to want to listen to more than once. My brothers and my sisters, again, thank you so much for joining me today. This was just a simple introduction. We're going to get a lot deeper for the next 3 to 5 days. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.